podcast hosted by Bobby Enright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. And today's show, we're going to talk about the correct training mindset that you need to have when it comes to changing your body. So a lot of people will come to me both online and in the gym, and they will say, okay, I want to change the way I look. I want to change the way I train. I want to change my fitness level. I want to improve that. I want to change the way I'm eating. I want to improve my nutrition. And all this will encompass into one goal. If we can bind all these areas together, we're going to see long-term change. So the one area I want to kind of work on and talk about today is the mindset around training in the gym. So when you come into the gym, there's a couple of things you need to start to kind of implement in terms of your thought process and your mindset towards training. The first one is you must walk into the gym with absolute confidence. Now, before you do that, if you are lacking confidence in the gym floor, you get a coach. 100% invest in a coach. Whatever period of time you work with that coach, you're going to learn the skill of lifting in the gym. And that is the most important, because if you've not got confidence walking into the gym, you are not going to be confident within your exercise selection. You're not going to be confident within your execution of them exercises. And you're not going to be confident in your results that you can potentially gain or get. So this is really important that we walk into the gym with absolute confidence. And when you get that coaching aspect done and you hire that coach and you do your stint, then you can walk into the gym with your head held high and confidence that you know what you're doing in that gym floor, and you can execute a very, very strong program. The next thing is you need to prepare your mind. You create an anchor of the person you want to be in the gym. So you anchor to that person all the time. So when you come into the gym, if you're a confident person, you're going to anchor to that person. You're going to have that mindset that you're confident, you know what you're doing. You have your exercise selection, you're doing your warm up, you're walking up to your first exercise, you're doing your warm up sets, you're doing your walking sets. So you know exactly the process you're going through. And that's what I want you to be when you walk into the gym, is anchor to that mindset. So when you walk in the door, that's your anchor. That's where you're going to say, yeah, that's it. That's me. I'm training now. You flick that switch and off you go, and you execute your training session. And the next thing you need to be when you walk into the gym is laser focused on your effort. That's the key thing. We can walk into the gym and we can have the crack with everybody and the fun and be on the phone for a minute or two. But when you're on your exercises, when you're on your program and you're going to your first exercise, your second, your third, whatever it may be, you're laser focused in terms of your effort. That's what you want, that your effort within each set is 110%. And then your skill within each exercise that you have in your program has to be number one in your mind, in terms of, it's not how hard you work in the gym, it's the skill and the mastery of developing that skill around the exercise. That's the important thing. Now, you need to, the key thing there, and what I mean by this, is you must know your plan, you must understand your program, you must understand and execute with laser focused effort on each of the exercises, because then you'll get the most out of it. And then when you go into your sets, you're going to be absolutely dialed in when you do your sets. And then you're bringing down that intensity in between your sets. You're calm. You're working on your breathing. You're focused on maybe a little bit of mobility work while you're waiting to go to your next set. So you go into your set and you're switched on and you're hitting that set hard, laser focused. Your execution's on point. The skill is on point in the exercise. In between sets, then you're bringing your body into a slightly parasympathetic tone. And that's what I want you to think about in the set and in between the set. So the mindset is like that. It's flicks, it's switch when it goes into the set, and it pulls back out when it comes out of the set. That's important, guys. And remember, you can always do more than you expected. So when I coach people, and if I coach people, I coach many people online, but if I coach people on the gym floor, I will always say to them, you can do way more than you perceive. So I'm going to take you to that place where I know you can go, and I'm going to teach you how to go there and how to sustain it and how to be better there and how to live there. And that's where the results are going to come. Because your mind will always limit you. That's the key thing with training. That's the key thing with dieting. That's the key thing with changing your lifestyle. It's your mind that limits you. You can do much more than you believe. You can make the right decisions, but your mindset will dictate the decision process. And you need to watch that. You need to really think about that. And when it comes to your your sets, and you have to be absolute certain that you will accomplish every rep with perfection and aggression. So what I mean by perfection is you're going to be really thinking about the skill of that lift, and then you're going to bring a little bit of aggression to that set. As in, you're going to be switched on. Remember, we're switched on, we're laser focused, our setup is there, our skill is there, and then we bring that little bit of aggression, so we're able to produce force and we're able to progress that exercise week on week. And the key thing, the key thing as well is don't let anyone in the gym exploit you, slow you down, take away that energy, because if you let that happen, then, I had to get some water there. If you let that happen, all that's going to do is they're taking your energy. They're taking your energy from your training session, and that's going to have a huge impact on your results going forward. Because if you allow somebody to take your energy in the gym, say they're talking or they're jumping in between you and sets, or they're not pushing you. So you have a training partner. You need somebody that's going to lift you higher. You need somebody that potentially is stronger than you. You need somebody that has that laser mindset. But people in the gym sometimes can take your energy away because they keep talking to you. They're breaking your rhythm. You need to have that kind of mindset when you go in there. Okay, I'm in here. I'm going to enjoy myself. It's a social environment. But when I'm in my working sets, I'm switched on. I'm laser focused to execute. And that's so, so important. You should never let anyone exploit you or basically try to take away from your session. And that's really important, guys, because every time we set foot in the gym, it's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to change. It's an opportunity to be better. A lot of people will think that losing weight and changing body composition is 90% nutrition and only 10% training. That's absolutely bullshit. It's 50-50 in my mind. Yes, we need to diet and we need to eat in a manner that supports our goal, but we also need to train to build lean tissue and change our body composition. So to me, it's 50-50. The next thing is every single workout is an opportunity to create the greatest result for you. And that's what I want you to think. You have to think every single workout is an opportunity for me to get closer to my goal. And then your mindset is different going into each session. Training is very, very tough. Training, there is an element of fear when you go into training, because you might have an exercise where you've been progressing quite well and now it's getting extremely heavy. And I said this to somebody last week, where at the start in the gym, when you're a little bit weaker and you're not putting out as much force and you're trying to build your strength, training is a lot easier. It's when you get stronger and you have to push yourself even more and more and more, that's when the real challenge comes. But what we need to do is we will feel a certain amount of fear, but we need to face that fear with a smile and really think about, right, everything I'm doing here, even though it's a tough session, I am moving myself forward to my goal and to reach my goal. And when I reach my goal, it's going to be a lot easier for me to maintain that position than actually trying to get there and then falling back. Remember, it's hard to get there. That's the key thing. It's hard to reach your goal, but once you do, it's easy enough to maintain it if you have built the correct mindset around the process of getting there. The key thing as well is, guys, you need to seek challenge within your muscle tissue on every exercise that you do. And what I mean by that is you don't start to challenge your ego, or you don't try to pad your ego. And what I mean by that is lifting heavy, trying to throw on 5 plates because somebody has 5 plates on, or lift a little bit heavier because the person beside you is lifting heavier. They don't matter. What your challenge should be on your muscle tissue all the time. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to fully lengthen the muscle, lengthen position, and we're trying to take it through a conjectile range, lengthened into mid, into short. And that's all we're basically doing. And what I want you to think about every exercise you do is going into that lengthened range and all the way into that short range. So we're running through that range all the time and we're challenging the muscle within them ranges. And that's the key thing. So I want you to think about when you go into the gym, you have to seek to challenge muscle, not just to lift weight. That's the key. And you have to challenge your weaknesses. Don't start to pursue just your strengths. If you're good at a certain exercise, don't always do that exercise. If you're weaker in a certain exercise, don't avoid it. You need to be driven towards this exercise is good for this muscle group, and it's a weaker area for me, so I'm going to really work on that to make that one of my strengths. And once you start building on your weak areas and you make them your strengths, your arsenal and your toolbox becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Your skill level becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Plus your body's asymmetries. That's the deviation from maybe the right side of your body to your left side of your body. You might have an asymmetry between the two, and you're working on, say, split squats, for instance, and you crap on the left, which you're good on the right, and you keep picking away at it. Suddenly that left becomes stronger. And then you see that uniformity within the muscle. We see symmetry. And that's important because we have to challenge our weaknesses, because they're the ones that normally will really elicit change. And that's the really important thing, guys. And when it comes to challenges within your training, you have to have a mindset around challenging all properties of muscle, all properties of strength, all properties of endurance, and all properties of volume. No weaknesses. So what you're thinking of is, okay, I'm going to challenge muscle tissue. I'm definitely going to do some strength work within that muscle. What I mean by that is you're lifting heavier and less reps, we'll say, bringing up the intensity. Then you're starting to challenge endurance. So you're going to do maybe some type of higher volume work. That could be whether it be conditioning based or with weights. Again, you're pushing volume up to 10 to 20 to 30 reps. And then the next thing you look at is the volume of work you're doing in the week. So you're maybe doing two sessions starting off, you go to three, you go to four. So and maybe the volume of the workout, you're going higher rep ranges, a little bit more sets. So you're not always staying at the same thing, doing two sets or three sets. You might do drop sets, mechanical drop sets, or you might add another set or longer extended sets. All these areas need to be challenged across your programming, and you need to want to do it. And your mindset towards your training has to be based on that as well, that you're challenging all these areas. And it's really important, guys, the skill of executing your exercise is the foundation of all growth. So that the people you see in the gym that execute really well and progress their training, they're the ones that are going to get the biggest result, because they're challenging that muscle tissue in all its conjunctile ranges. They're controlling tempo. They're not ego lifting. They have an execution mindset and a skill mastery developed, and they're really showing up consistently each and every day. And that's why they're getting results. And that's why when you look at them, that's what you should be looking at. Okay, why does this person get results and I don't? What are they doing that I could potentially add to my arsenal, or I need to change in my current setup to move forward? Remember, your mind is the biggest ally, or it's your biggest enemy. You have to train it. And that's one of the key takeaways here, guys, I could tell you about. Your mind can be with you or against you. And for most people, it's with them at the start and it gets against them after a period of time because they get bored. Consistency is not there. The discipline is not there. This easy decision-making process of, oh, should I eat it? The easy thing to do is eat it. The difficult thing to do is tell your body and tell your mind, no, I don't need that. Going out for drinks, you go out with the mindset of having just four drinks, and you've that kind of set in your mind, and you go out and you have eight. The difference there is just discipline. And your mind was your ally at the start, and then it was your enemy as you went through the night. So the key thing around mindset is that you need to make sure that you build and you train your mindset. So you put yourself in situations like that, going out for a social drink, and you saying to yourself, right, I'm only having three drinks tonight. You need to train that. Go out and physically do it and come home. You need to go to restaurants and be smarter with your choices. Train that process and come home. Going into the gym, maybe you've been fluffing around a little bit, talking too much on the phone too much. Then you say, right, I'm going to challenge my mindset here and I'm going to really dig into my program now for next week. And again, that's all training. You're training your mind. You're building your skill level around that. And remember, the key thing to mindset as well is you should never quit. If you quit, you are giving in to that enemy in your mind, and you don't want to do that. So that should be never a thing that comes across your thought process. Never quit. Always stay with it. Even the tough times, even the times you don't feel you're progressing, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, because you're building resilience. You're now fighting and training your mind. Remember, that's what we spoke about. And that's really important, because if we quit, then we've no opportunity for change. Then we've just fallen back into our old ways and we're back to square one again. And we really need to change that mindset. And when people start out on a journey, especially when I'm coaching people, the first thing I'll say to them is the first 4 weeks are literally just about structure. We just need to get used to eating highly nutritious, nutrient-dense foods, improving digestion, and just literally just the blueprint of what's coming in on a nutrition side, improving that. Training side, we're building skill and mastery. That's what we're doing. We're learning the skills of the gym. And then once we get that nailed down in the first 4 weeks, then we can start to progress forward. So that's important. So our mindset is drilled towards, okay, we're really looking at about 12, 16 weeks here before we can kind of see some results. And that's the key thing. We're building resilience, we're training the mind, we're building structure, we're building habits, behaviors, discipline, skill within the gym, skill within the kitchen and the cooking and the meal prepping. So we're putting all these areas to task in the first 4 weeks, and then we're moving from there. So this is really important, guys, that you have to think about what you're doing on a daily basis in terms of if you are going to really think about improving your training and improving your nutrition and improving your body composition. What you need to think is that it's going to take time. It's going to take time, and you have to allow yourself that time. And that's the most important factor. If you quit, you're never going to get the opportunity for change. You're never going to empower yourself with change. And that's important. So we need to have that resilience day in, day out, and just say to ourselves, listen, the last thing we're going to do is quit. We're never going to quit. You keep telling yourself that. Build that subconscious mind, that self-talk. Strengthen your mindset. Remember what I said, we have to train the mind as much as we have to train the body. That's the most important factor. So I want you to really think about that. And I think the kind of biggest lessons we can kind of take from all mindset related stuff around gym and around training is, don't ever be a victim. Don't ever say that it's too hard. I could never lose weight. I'm no good at the gym. It's too busy. You're just playing the victim there. So you have to choose your words. It's important that you choose your words and you walk into that environment. You need to tell yourself, if you're getting up and early on a Monday morning and you're going in for a workout, you say, listen, let's really go for this today. Now I'm feeling good. I'm going to go for it, get out of bed, I'm going to execute a great session, and I'm going to set myself up for the week. Then you have to choose your company wisely as well. When you're training, you choose your company. That's important. You surround yourself with people that are on the same journey. You surround yourself with people with the same mindset and drive, people that will inspire you. They don't need to be stronger than you or anything like that, or better body composition or anything like that. They inspire you by their mentality. They inspire you by their energy. And that's important, because them people will rub off on you, and that kind of energy will rub off on you. So that's really important. The next thing is, you need to choose your body. What body do you really truly want? And is it realistic in the time frame you're setting yourself? So look at, okay, maybe this is where a coach is of utmost importance. They can look at your body composition and say to you, okay, what is your goal? And if you say X, Y, and Z, and they say, okay, in the time frame that you have perceived in your mind, that is a lot too short for where you want to be. It's not going to be a positive change. It's going to be a very, very difficult journey. So you should, and then the advice comes, you should extend it to this, and this is what we aim for in the short term. So that's important. And then you choose your mindset. You choose how you think. You choose the thoughts that come into your head. You choose how you feel going into the gym and what you tell yourself. You choose what you are going to eat in a restaurant. Is it going to be fast food? Is it going to be nutrient dense food? You choose what your mindset is, it has to be trained. So going out on a social outing, having a few drinks with friends is no problem, and everybody can go and enjoy that. But you choose how much you do, how many drinks you have. Do you eat a takeaway after your night out? Do you get up next morning and decide not to train? Do you get up next morning and eat crappy, highly processed, fattier foods? You choose all that. So you choose your mindset, and you need to self-talk yourself into a strong mindset and train your mindset. And then you will create your body, you'll create your life, you'll create a structure. But the biggest thing I say to people, are you willing to adjust your lifestyle to match your goals? And at the start, it might be difficult, but like we said, we don't quit, we stick with it, and we adjust our lifestyle to support the goal that we have. And that's the most important factor. Once you adjust your lifestyle, and then you start to train your mind, then you build your execution and your skill in the gym, you improve your skill around food, you improve your self-talk, and you surround yourself with people that have an energy about them that will push you within that setting when you train, and people that will support you outside of training as well. Your social support network is so important, that you surround yourself with people that are not going to pull you down all the time, not going to tell you, listen, don't mind a training session today, let's go into the pub, don't mind that, we'll go for a takeaway and a pizza. They're not supporting you. They're not helping you. Now, you're the one that has to choose a mindset there. You have to have that strong mindset and say, no, hold on a second, this is my goal here. I'm not eating pizza. I'm not going and drinking 10 drinks and getting absolutely pissed. So, but that's your decision. That's your mindset and your discipline. But people around you need to support you as well. And that can help you to build a mindset and train a mindset. So hopefully that made sense, guys. And it's just something around mindset that's really important when you go to the gym and you're trying to change your body. Because I feel that people go to the gym and they put an effort in, but it's only 50%. And the problem is then they perceive that the gym doesn't work. I'll just eat less food and I'll do more cardio because I'll sweat and I suddenly will lose weight. That's not how it works. If you truly want to change your body and have a very good lifestyle where you can go out and socialize, enjoy yourself, but have that lifestyle based around improved health and fitness and a good body composition that you are truly happy with, you need to have a mindset to match that and train that mindset. And listen back to this podcast, guys. Take notes. Take notes from what I'm saying and literally apply them to your own daily routine, your own structure, and then build that into your mindset, build that into your psyche. And that will really help you to truly, truly change who you are and where you want to be. So hopefully, guys, that made sense. And hopefully you could take something from that. And again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. I would really appreciate it, as always, if you would share it on your social media platforms. Just tag Peak Performance Academy in the tagging. And also, guys, just take a screenshot and spread the word of the podcast on our social media platforms as well. You can join our free community, our circle community. Really important you join that. Loads of free content on there, from meal plan examples, training plan examples, to just general information regarding nutrition and training. And I will be on that all the time, so you can ask questions through that forum. And it's something that could be very, very beneficial for you for getting information and a bit of help and being in a community of like-minded people. Like I said, surrounding yourself with people that will raise you higher and lift you higher. So that is on our social media platform, guys. If you go up to the bio, click the links, you'll see a link to that community and you can click and join for free. Again, guys, thanks a million for listening. And I appreciate everybody's responses to these podcasts and your feedback. It really helps me and inspires me to further the content on this. And I really appreciate everything that everybody does and all my online clients and all the clients that come to Peak Performance Academy. Truly, truly grateful to every single one of them. I hope, guys, you have an amazing week. I hope you have a fantastic Monday. And I hope that you, at the end of the day, when you're listening to this on a Monday evening or whenever it may be, you can take something from it and change your mindset around training, and your lifestyle will change for the better. And again, guys, thanks a million for listening to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright.